Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Monday morning, the first day of March. You know, I've really been excited lately about this topic or concept, if you will, of paid in full. Now, if you're a subscriber to the PEP letter, then you'll have some of this information in text form with the letter that comes out this Thursday. That article, I think, is going to upset some people because of their theology and beliefs. But my intention for that article and this podcast is not to criticize or upset people, but I would hope that God-fearing people would take a little time to consider what they believe and why they believe it. You know, I've said it so many times, you just have to ask yourself that question. Why do I believe what I believe? Is it because that's what my preacher said, or that's what our group believes? Or is it because that is what the Bible says and I can see it for myself in the Scriptures? You know, there are many sincere Christians who are very quick to point out that those of the Jewish faith have rejected the Messiah, Jesus Christ. Christians accept and believe that Jesus Christ was and is the Savior. They see those who are still waiting for Messiah as people who have ignored and discounted the redeeming work of Jesus Christ. And there are also plenty of Christians who say that those of the Muslim faith have rejected the Savior for mankind in failing to recognize Jesus Christ as God's Son. They see the Muslim beliefs in this area as erroneous. They believe that the Christian Bible is correct in identifying Jesus as the Savior of mankind and the Son of God. There are many Christians who believe that the Bible declares that Jesus Christ is the Savior for mankind. They believe that it reveals that Jesus accomplished mankind's redemption and salvation. And there are many who can point out various scriptures to back up what they believe. A very popular verse is that of Jesus Christ himself declaring that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and that no man comes to the Father but by him. Other verses add to the beliefs like, he who has the Son has life, and he who has not the Son has not life. Of course, referring to eternal or everlasting life. Scores of Christians pride themselves for recognizing the Redeemer of mankind. They speak of Christ with great reverence, and one of the most popular verses in the Christian Bible that many have even memorized is John 3:16. And as you might know, I did 5 short videos about this verse, and then last Friday I put up a compilation of all 5 videos. If you haven't seen them, you ought to check it out. There's a link below. But John 3:16, let's talk about that for a minute. How many Christians really accept and believe what is written in John 3:16? Now, why would I ask such a question? Well, you know, the verse is so very plain in stating that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. But countless Christians, by their talk, by their beliefs, by their actions, negate those very words. There are some preachers today who lay out a plan for getting to heaven. It's filled with good works, living a life pleasing to God, not sinning. In short, doing many things to obtain eternal life. And as a result of this kind of preaching, many, many Christians are trying to do everything that they can to try and make it to heaven, to get eternal life. In other words, they believe that their good works will pave the way to heaven for them, thus obtaining eternal life by their own works. Now, it sounds all nice and spiritual, but just hold on a second. What does the verse John 3:16 say is required to receive everlasting life? How many good works are listed there? What exactly does it say that a person is supposed to do to obtain eternal or everlasting life? It's real simple, isn't it? It says, believe in him. The Bible states very clearly elsewhere that salvation's a gift. It states that it's not obtained from our works. If it were obtainable from our own works, then why would we have needed a Savior in the first place? You know, then that would make John 3:16 untrue. You know, according to the Bible, no amount of works that a person does will make them righteous in God's eyes. The Bible even declares that Abraham believed God concerning the coming Savior, and his believing was counted to him for righteousness, not his works. Again, if you could make yourself righteous, then there would be no need for a Savior. Yet there are so many Christians who are trying so very hard to become righteous in God's eyes. Many do penance and try to pay for their sins, while the Bible declares that Jesus Christ paid the price for all sins, the sins of the whole world, it says. Now, if he paid the price for all sins, then what price is there left to pay? Our eternal life has been paid for in full. So, am I saying that we don't need to do anything to receive eternal life? No, I'm not saying that. The Bible says that if we believe in him, in God's Son, we will not perish but have everlasting life. We freely receive all that God has made available through the completed work of Christ by believing in him, by accepting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, believing that God raised him from the dead. So why then would anyone put themselves under and be subjected to a system of rules and regulations and works upon works upon works that they are told will make them righteous, will gain them God's love, will ensure them getting to heaven and having eternal life? Why do so many teach that which negates John 3:16? So then am I saying that we don't have to do any good works? Well, I'll tell you something. We certainly don't have to do any good works to try and earn our salvation. We don't have to do any good works to try and earn our righteousness. We don't have to do any good works to try and earn eternal life. The Savior, the Redeemer of mankind, the Lord Jesus Christ accomplished all of that and more for us. It's been paid in full. We receive it all when we believe in him. Now, in gratitude to our loving and merciful God for having so freely given us so much, we can then with love, not compulsion, not fear of going to hell, not out of guilt and unworthiness, but out of love for God, out of love for God, we can reach out to others with his love. We can lovingly declare to others the good news that by grace you are saved. So rather than be critical of those who are of Jewish beliefs or Muslim beliefs or some other belief, as Christians, we ought to be more concerned with believing what our Christian Bible says. Instead of having an attitude of my faith or beliefs are right and theirs are wrong, we maybe ought to ask ourselves what we believe and why we believe it. We ought not to try and redo the work of Jesus Christ by teaching that the way to heaven is through our own good works. And I think a real good place to start is by accepting what John 3:16 says. Have we really accepted what God has done? Sure, we know the verse. Some of us can even quote it. We can rattle off this and rattle off that, but have we really accepted it? You know, when we really do accept it, then we can say to our Father, thank you for all that you've done for me. And then without any compulsion, without feeling like you owe something or that you must do something to pay back, but instead with a thankful and blessed heart, you can say to God, because I love you so much for all the gifts that you've given to me, I choose to go ahead and live my life like you recommended to me in your word. Well, that's it for this podcast. Did you find this helpful? Do you have a comment? If you do, go ahead and type it in down below. We'd love to hear what's on your mind. And don't forget, if you're a subscriber to this blog, you don't have to bookmark the site. You don't have to come back and check and see if I've posted something new, because you'll get notified personally every time something new is posted. And it doesn't cost you anything to subscribe, either email or RSS. And remember, if you do subscribe, as my way of saying thank you, I'll give you a free lifetime membership to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. There's a link with some information down below. Thanks again for listening, and until next time, this is Mike Verdicchio. Have a great day.